Do you remember the first time you voted? Because a lot of women remember voting.
I really don't. I'm sure mm-hmm. I voted for Ann Brennan in Kansas the first time I voted, but I don't really. Well, I think I do because I was a little bit frightened. I didn't know exactly what to do, and it seemed like a real odd experience. Mm-hmm. But
did you feel discriminated in any way as a woman going through, like being a nurse, or when you voted, or anything, or speaking out your mind, or anything?
No, I don't think I did.
Like some people today feel like they don't get paid as much as a man, mm-hmm. or something.
No,
like that.
No.
I think
in my profession, I probably paid as well as anybody was in those years.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't feel like
that. So, y'all came back after the war, came back to Bremen, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And did y'all live here, or what did y'all live
No, we didn't. But I had already come back to bring my head, Steve, and I was working at the old hospital
mm-hmm.
here, and Sheree and I lived in a little apartment called King Apartments. I don't mm-hmm. know if you know where they are, but it's just full of, and then when Steve came back, he got out of service, mm-hmm. and we rented a house, and we lived here in town for a while, and then later on, we bought a house out on Highway 78,
mm-hmm.
so we lived here in Bremen.
Okay, when did y'all buy this house?
1961.
61, oh.
So it's Sheree.
Yeah.
Already in high
school. Did you have to save up a lot to buy a house, or?
Well, yeah, it was hard to buy, but mm-hmm. it was not nearly as bad as it is now,
mm-hmm.
because houses, the prices were not nearly as high,
mm-hmm.
and then the down payments were not as large.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm.
What motivated y'all? I mean, you started out with nothing, and then you got up to having a house and a family and everything. What motivated you during all that time? I mean, if you had no money and just had to work?
I just wanted to make things better for ourselves and for our
Did everybody family. Do that? Most everybody just started out with nothing and then just...
At our age, I think most everybody
started
out
with nothing. Because now they keep waiting, putting off getting married because they just don't have the money.
They're waiting to get mm-hmm. down payments.
Right,
away. But I think that we just work toward
mm-hmm.
doing something, we work all the time trying to just better ourselves mm-hmm. and get better things for ourselves. And just maybe work up to
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But we certainly started off with nothing.
And y'all just had Sheree, did y'all want more children or?
We lost three babies.
Oh,
we had one little boy and memory garden right here. The other day mm-hmm. I was just not long when I lost them.
Mm-hmm.
We had one little boy born and lived about 24 hours.
So
we wanted other children. Yeah, they were all came
try.
After Sheree was our first one.
Oh.
And so we lost. I lost one baby and then we had a little boy born mm-hmm. alive and lived about 24 mm-hmm. hours and then lost another one. So. That was it.
Do you want to try it?
No. It's too heartbreaking to
mm-hmm.
keep on losing.
Well, I guess that was better, though, because you had to move around so much.
Well, yeah. And then, of course, the little boy that died, his lungs and heart never did expanded. So, the Lord did best.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was bad right then. But we can go to Sheree, so we just...
And she just had one child, mm-hmm. so that's neat.
Yeah.
That's the only grandchild? Small
We have a step-granddaughter.
That's right.
Her husband
uh-huh.
has a daughter, so we have two granddaughters.
Two granddaughters.
Right behind. She
yeah.
has two pictures.
I forgot about her. Yeah. Let's see. What did you think about FDR as a president? Did you think...
I thought he was a good president.
Mm-hmm.
I really did. I think he was for the common
mm-hmm.
people, really, and I think he... he probably started us off on the right track and tried hard.
Right, uh-huh.
I really think he did that.
Some people, this other lady I talked to, she just thought he was the greatest thing.
Well, I think he was probably mm-hmm. one of the best in our lifetime.
So are y'all Democrats or Republicans?
Well,
or
we're now.
Well, I'm a Republican. Well, the thing of it is,
we aren't stickers like a lot of people. We vote for the person, not the party.
If it's a Democrat running in our life, I split my vote.
Really? So have y'all always been like that? Voted
for? Well, I guess we were Democratic for a while, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure we were.
But we've always sort of gone along with studying, thinking who was running, whose person was it, was available on
right,
and try to learn as much as we could about them and not think so much about the party as the person.
Right.
Grandpa, Democrat don't mean I'm on the
party. Right,
Yeah, a lot of people now are strictures for that. You know, they've always been a Democrat, and they're not
conservative. Are you, do you consider yourself conservative?
I do.
Alright, let's see. That's nice. Did y'all remember sitting around the radio listening to FDR on the radio and his fireside chat? We saw a movie on that and how he would talk.
Yeah.
And somebody, our teacher taught us that that the fire wasn't real, it was just a sound made by this machine. I thought that was terrible. I always
thought he was sitting right by the fire.
I thought he was sitting right by the fire in a big rocking chair or something.
A lot of people didn't like his wife, but I think in some ways she was a smart woman. She was real upset and said, she spoke to him. I think she was a smart woman.
Do you think she helped get a lot of things passed that maybe wouldn't have if
she
was just
possibly did.
What did you think about her?
I don't think
he don't want to
I don't think he really liked her, but I could see things about her. I thought was good. Because you always disagree at times.
Right. I forgot to ask Steve, did you participate in any local events in Bremen? Or I know we had the centennial, but was there anything before that? That was pretty good, though.
So,
are you in any clubs or anything? What do you feel is your major accomplishment, y'all?
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Maybe
I would think becoming a nurse would be a major accomplishment because you help other people.
Well, it was the one thing I always wanted to do, so if your major accomplishment is the thing that you started out wanting to do, I guess that is it. And I do feel like that I have been able, because of my training, have been able to help people that I wouldn't have been able to help otherwise. And I know it came in handy with Steve's mother when she was sick, and with my mother and father, and the family, and my sister-in-law, and now my uncle, just different ones. So I think that by being a nurse, I have accomplished a lot of things I would not have.
I know. My mom's called you several times when I was little. Find out what was wrong. Let's see. Do you remember anything? How was the Korean War when he left again?
No, it was awful.
Awful.
Because he left me the little girl, and I continued to try to work and, take care of Cherie. And sometimes it was difficult to find help. And then...
did you take her to a daycare or anything? Or just
no, I just kept her either. We were lucky. His mother was here and my mother. And if I didn't have, I had lights most of the time that would keep her at home.
Yeah.
But if something happened, his mother or my mother stepped in. And She graduated from kindergarten while he was away. And I was disappointed that he was not here for that.
Were there a lot of other dads that were gone in your class? Mm-hmm. So I bet y'all all had to stay together.
Yeah. Somebody you could talk to. Compare.
Did you get to talk to him while he was over in Korea or still just letters? Gosh, I don't see how you could get it that long.
He's gotten a little bit older. He wrote a little bit more.
Yeah.
Big
call about
that,
right? Really?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. All right, so I just don't see. Mm-hmm. Do you think that brought y'all closer together?
I think probably it did. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sympathized with anybody that has to be separated. Yeah. It's not by our choice, and it's just a bad time.
Especially if you have children.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it was probably easier on me the first time he was gone because I was on my own, you know, and I was younger too, and we hadn't been married that long.
Uh-huh.
And I was working, and I tried to stay really busy. Mm-hmm. And I think it was not as bad the first time, but it was worse after.
Right.
We had been together for a lot longer, and then the tree was small, and she would ask questions about him, you know. So it was.
Did she understand, or did she?
I would try to tell her as much as I could, but I'm not sure that she.
How old was
four
she?
Four or five, I guess. And so I'm not sure. What did you graduate from kindergarten into five?
About five. Mm-hmm.
And so. I don't know, you know, I try to explain to him, read her his letters and things, but I'm not sure. She just knew he wasn't there, and she'd ask where he was and when he was going to come home. He called, and she had a little play telephone, and she called.
What was your life before you got married? Do you think it was better after you got married or before? After? Because you had somebody with you there?
Yes. You're just happier. But even though we went through some bad times, we served and being gone, all that. Oh, yes, I think it's much better.
Did your mom work like his mom did?
No. My mother, they lived on a farm.
That's right, they went
home. They had a country store.
I bet
she had. They owned themselves, and she.
So she had plenty of work there.
Yeah.
Did she make all your clothes and everything?
That's good, man.
Did you make any of Sheree's clothes?
No.
I can't
not,
sew either.
Sheree can sew, but I
can't sew at all.
I couldn't hear my
head. I couldn't either.
No, I didn't make
So did you have to order everything out of a catalog, or could you go to a store or? For Sheree's clothes and your clothes?
Oh, you still just stuff.
Was it like
ordered, that? Ordered from the catalog.
Sears catalog?
But we didn't have to store it. And then, too, my sister and all the one that has all kinds of that. This beautiful sewing. She was sensitive and couldn't make anything. And she made a lot of clothes for it.
That's good. So, what year did you retire?
1986.
Was that before? Steve retired after?
He retired in 85. Okay. December of 85, and I retired in March of 86.
Do you miss
them? The only thing is, they retired
That's
about
right.
a year, and I went back and worked part-time for about, until 91.
What made you go back? Did you just miss
it? No, they just kept calling me
really?
After me. Wouldn't let me alone.
They just needed you to work at their office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when did you start working for the doctor's office in Rand?
45.
God, you stayed all that time?
47. I've got a player out there. I worked 40-something
nice.
Years.
That's a long time. Did you see a lot of different doctors go in and out?
Oh, goodness, yes. We joke about it, but I knocked all of it. No. I went to work for Dr. King and Dr. Allen. They were the only two here at that time. Okay. And then Dr. Pritchard came back. But in the years, Dr. King died, Dr. Allen died, Dr. Pritchard, Dr. McClendon, there was a Dr. Forge here, Dr. Elder.
Mm-hmm.
That I had worked for, but
so you didn't work for Dr. Segoe?
Yes, I worked for Baxter. Mm-hmm. He was a partner. But that's my son doing that. Yeah, I worked for him.
So you got to meet just about everybody in Brandon.
Just about.
So I'm sure you know everybody's kids and everything else.
Yeah, it's funny now to see some of the children that I helped live that are married now and having their own children. And
uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That's neat.